Hello, I'm Pam Jardine. In this episode, a first-hand look at what's new at Totem Lake, what Kirkland youth want for their city, and we thank Kirkland volunteers for going above and beyond. Get the scoop on new construction, transportation, and city events in this episode of Currently Kirkland. The third Totem Lake Symposium recently brought together stakeholders to review Totem Lake public and private accomplishments, including the redevelopment of the Totem Lake Mall, and set priorities for the next 2 years.
Today, about one-third of the jobs in Kirkland are in the Totem Lake Urban Center. And today, about a third of the sales tax revenues that the city gets come from Totem Lake. So it's our single largest economic generator. We expect in our projections somewhere between 14 and 17,000 jobs by 2035 in that Parmac industrial area. So it's one of the places we really expect to see a lot of growth.
So today we report to you what's been accomplished in the public and private sectors, and we explain what our plans call for going forward. And we're going to ask you, the Totem Lake stakeholders, as we have in the past, what do you need from us? What can we do? How can we prime the pump, attract development, and create a place where people want to live, work, and play?
Public accomplishments in Totem Lake include the Cross Kirkland Corridor Interim Trail, Totem Lake Park Master Plan, Kirkland Justice Center, Northeast 120th Street, paving 132nd, 124th, 112th, and 116th Streets, as well as 120th Avenue Northeast. Not to mention securing $75 million in state funding for the Northeast 132nd Street I-405 on-ramps. CenterCal shared their development plans for the mall site, now named the Village at Totem Lake. Demolition has already begun on the site, and construction will occur in several phases to total over 300,000 square feet of retail space, 850 residential units, and a public plaza.
The architectural theme on this has been to create a village, and we want this to look like a community that's been here for a while, and over time it'll evolve, and our goals are to provide a high quality project and high quality of tenants, and then residential. We want it to be a luxury product.
With the grocer and Trader Joe's, this becomes a very big destination.
This is the main corner of Whole Foods as you come in on 120th. That corner is going to be an indoor-outdoor type of area, so with garage doors that open up and make it much more open. Ultimately, the rest of this is a fashion-oriented type of project in the central field of the parking plaza, going back to the park, and then additional retail. And this is going to have an emphasis on restaurants. So this is a little animation video that we put together. It gives you a good idea of the feel of that area, and we're just going to walk through, and there's going to be a great emphasis on materials and textures in the sidewalks. There's going to be an extensive amount of landscaping. We believe in a lot of high quality landscaping. There's going to be a number of fire pits as shown there, and then a kiosk in the middle. We'll have multiple locations for fountain or water features as well, but it's not going to be the 120th that we all know today.
The participants also heard the future plans for Totem Lake, including upcoming capital improvement projects, as well as the comprehensive plan amendment that creates new development opportunities in Totem Lake and business opportunities on the Cross Kirkland Corridor. Participants also discussed the priorities to focus on over the next 3 years and how to create a sense of place in Totem Lake. Construction of the Kirkland Urban Project, located at 457 Central Way, began on March 21, 2016. When complete, Kirkland Urban, formerly known as the Park Place Development, will total over 1 million square feet of office, residential, and retail space, including an expanded QFC store, a movie theater, and a health club. Phase 1 construction impacts the adjacent Peter Kirk Park and requires construction of a temporary road that will run along the eastern edge of the park to provide access for QFC customers. All public amenities in the park, such as the playground, skate court, tennis courts, and basketball court, will remain open. City-owned underground water and sewer utilities will also be relocated from the project site into the park, requiring temporary trenching and removal of some trees. Construction is expected to take 2 years. The developer will plant new trees and provide improved landscaping and lighting in the park, as well as new pathways linking the park to the Kirkland Urban Shopping Center. The developer will also be contributing to a fund to do additional enhancements to the park in return for the temporary road access. Several hundred Kirkland teens converged on Bastyr University for the 11th Biennial Kirkland Youth Summit.
The Kirkland Youth Summit is an all-day event giving Kirkland teens the opportunity to gather and discuss topics and issues of interest to them. The summit has been held every 2 years since 1996.
So our goal of this year's summit was to revisit that original purpose of getting input from the teens in Kirkland. We wanted to hear about their issues, and then we wanted to also develop a plan that we could actually commit to and start addressing them.
Kirkland youth got schooled about Lake Washington School District plans and took a journey from stress to success.
I think people asked some really good questions, and we talked even about some personal experiences about some people's stories and their struggle with depression, and then ways that we can get out of them, and also ways that we can be helpful to other people in their times of depression.
Well, basically, we learned about what the district is doing in terms of the capacity of the schools and rebuilding the schools, and that was really interesting for me.
They also found enjoyment in employment and learned how to cope with cops.
They were just telling us how to react if we were to get pulled over, or if we were in a car of a person that got pulled over with the cops, and like how to have police courtesy and what not to do.
We learned how to interview right, and we learned how to like be more successful and a lot of networking and stuff.
After lunch, Youth Council listened carefully as the summit amplified their ideas, thoughts, and feelings on the issues and strategies they had just learned.
We should make Skyward have more features to make the information easier to find.
Like, without them talking, it almost, our impression is that you're being judged constantly, no matter what the situation may be, whereas if they introduce the conversation and say hi, it can sort of break that barrier down.
City Manager Kurt Triplett shared future hopes and plans for Kirkland. Teens were receptive.
I think it's really nice to see that we're actually doing something different, like Cross Kirkland Corridor. I love that area. I love what they're doing with it, and it's nice to see that they're going to be doing more.
Today I learned so much about what kinds of things Kirkland is working on, whether that be the new Totem Lake Mall or Kirkland's new urban where they're replacing Park Place and things like that to improve the city and just improve the place I want to be most, and that's Kirkland.
Summit participants were pleased with the Youth Council event.
I think it's been incredible. I've learned so much about not only our city, but other people, and also a little bit more about myself.
And it's really nice for us to feel like we're a part of the community, because we are the next generation, and we're going to be influential in making these decisions one day.
The curriculum is developed by members of the Kirkland Youth Council. To learn more about the Kirkland Youth Council, go to www.kirklandwa.gov and search Youth Council. Mike Connor for Currently Kirkland.
The City of Kirkland has tasked two different engineering teams to improve safety for walking, cycling, and driving along Juanita Drive and 100th Avenue Northeast, from Northeast 132nd Street to 145th Street. Grants are paying for both design efforts. The designs for each will define specific solutions for a variety of challenges along each corridor. Along 100th Avenue Northeast, the design team is considering a variety of challenges: how to make the Northeast 132nd Street intersection more efficient, how to keep Starbucks customers from queuing out onto 100th Avenue, and how to make the entire corridor more walkable and bikeable. To figure out these challenges, the 100th Avenue Designs Project Team is asking the public to share their experiences and perspectives of the corridor through a variety of workshops and meetings it will be hosting this year. To learn more about the design process for this project, visit kirklandwa.gov/100thavdesign. The Juanita Drive design focuses on 10 quick wins, projects that were identified in the Juanita Drive Corridor Study. The quick wins include 3 sets of rapid flashing beacons at crosswalks, a corridor-long bike and pedestrian lane, and sidewalk widening at the north end of the Old Market Street Trail in Juanita. It also includes other traffic calming devices. To learn more about the Juanita Drive quick wins, visit kirklandwa.gov/JuanitaDrive. Volunteers are unsung heroes of our fair city. Over 100 people attended a volunteer celebration held at Peter Kirk Community Center in April.
So welcome to the annual City of Kirkland Volunteer Appreciation Celebration. We are so thrilled to welcome you and to thank you for all your service for our city.
Volunteers contribute their time and talents in a variety of ways. Each of you is vital to our community.
4,019 volunteers contributed 26,918 hours to the tune of $740,000 in community benefit.
I work in the tourism area, and I've been with the city for 6 years now.
So I'm a steward for Juanita Bay Park. Our house actually borders on Juanita Bay Park, so it's just a perfect opportunity to volunteer for the city.
So I am the lieutenant of the police explorers, and my job is to organize our post, and we go out and do community events to serve the community and learn about law enforcement.
We connect people who are victims of domestic abuse with the resources that are available to them.
The event honored a record 32 award recipients, including the Leadership Award, the Above and Beyond the Call of Duty Award, the Behind the Scenes Award, and the Bob Knight Aries Award. There might be a volunteer opportunity that's just right for you.
The city does have some initial requirements and screening that are required for virtually all ongoing volunteer assignments, but I'm here to basically take you through that process. And mostly what I want people to know is that we have such a variety of different types of assignments within the city, including indoors, outdoors, office, environment, nature, emergency preparedness. There's such a variety that the best thing is to just give me a call or email me, and I can start telling you about all those different options.
For more information about volunteering, go to www.kirklandwa.gov/volunteer. Get a head start on summer. Kirkland Wednesday Market and the Juanita Friday Market will be in full bloom starting in June. The Wednesday Market will open on June 1st, and it runs each Wednesday through September 28th from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Marina Park. The Juanita Friday Market starts on June 3rd and runs each Friday from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Juanita Beach Park through September 30th. Both of these markets offer local produce, flowers, crafts, and much more. Support your community by visiting one or both of these markets throughout the season. You can find more information about the Kirkland Wednesday Market at kirklandmarket.org and more about the Juanita Friday Market at kirklandwa.gov/Juanita Friday Market. The Seven Hills of Kirkland, held on Memorial Day every year for 16 years, brings riders from Washington, Oregon, and British Columbia to spend Memorial Day riding a well-supported century, metric century, or 40-mile route beginning and ending at Kirkland's Marina Park. The event in its 16th year raises money for Attain Housing and their work with Eastside families facing homelessness. For more information, go to sevenhillskirkland.org. Thank you for watching our show. Currently, Kirkland can be in the palm of your hand. Subscribe to Kirkland Television on YouTube. We air on KGov and KLife. Send us your news tips, story ideas, and suggestions to KirklandTV@kirklandwa.gov.